We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. Parades are going to start at 5 o'clock because they are expecting some bad weather today. So plan to get to the parades early. Now that you had a chance to absorb the Cohen testimony and the questions from Republicans and Democrats, what is your number one takeaway from all of this? Do you think this was an honest search for the truth, or do you think it was just a political hit job? You can call me at 260-1870. And yesterday, we had the first big parades after the city of New Orleans reinforced their rules about ladders. So what did you see and what did you experience on the parade route? And if you are one of these people that normally put your ladders up, how do you feel about this change? And did any of you actually lose your ladders? Because from what I understand, that once they collected the ladders, it was gone. You don't get them back. You can call me at 260-1870. When we go back to talk a little bit more about the Cohen testimony, I watched the whole thing, and I just found myself sitting there saying, I don't know what version of the truth that we are talking about. Are we talking about the first time he testified and he said that he didn't do this and he didn't do that and that was honest, or now he's saying, you know, I did this and I did that and Trump did this and Trump that? So I must admit, I'm a little confused. I want to see a little bit more. I want to see some of the evidence that he actually has before I judge either way. Give me a call at 260-1870, and here's something that's going to really, really excite you, and that is Hillary Clinton is back. Hillary says, I just can't imagine doing nothing. She said, I can't imagine running for president again in 2020 or beyond. But you kind of get the feeling that she wants to run, that, you know, she wants everybody to say, oh, no, please run, Hillary. And she said that she's not going to keep her mouth shut. She will not stay silent with her criticism of President Trump. She said, there are things that I care about deeply. I'm not running, but I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. So should Hillary continue to speak out on what she thinks is wrong with our country, or do you think she should just keep her mouth shut? And do you want her to run again? And what would you do to look young, to look younger than you actually are? Would you drink from the fountain of youth? Would you spend thousands of dollars for an infusion of young blood? Well, that's what the FDA is warning people about. FDA says they are discouraging people from being infused with young blood. It's a procedure, they say, that's becoming very, very common. Now, there's no proof. There's no proof. It's just selling people on the idea that if we infuse you with this young blood, donated from young people, of course, some clinics claim the procedure works like the fountain of youth. It's going to reverse aging. It's going to help memory loss. So how far would you go to look young? And just to have a little fun here, look back on your life. At what era, at what age do you think you look the best? All right, we're going to, is it Charles? Hi, Charles, how are you?
Hey, let me ask, where did the word whore come from?
I wouldn't know. I'm not an expert on that.
You know, and I look at this, prostitution being legal, the only reason it's scary to me is because men can't control themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Men, some men are just brutal, and it just takes it to a whole different level.
So you think if it were legal, more men would use them?
I'd personally be broke. No, it's just I would never, ever, ever call a lady a whore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most despicable, and I just can't. because if a lady's a whore, wouldn't be a, I mean, if any woman came off the street talked to me and talked about sex, there's a strong possibility I'd say yes, and I would consider me a whore. But I just don't, prostitution's just, the scary part about it is yeah, it's just people can't control themselves, and that's the scary thing about it. But as far as calling a lady a whore or something, I think sex is just a natural thing, and some people want it more than others, and that's the way to deal with it.
Could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution?
I tell you what, somebody like Kamala Harris, the way she is, no, I wouldn't vote for her just because of that.
Okay.
I wouldn't vote for her because of that. I don't know if that'd be a good thing to even legalize it, because it, like I said, it's just, there's too many bad things that can come out of it.
All right. Thank you, Charles. We'll go to Craig. Craig, thanks for calling WWL. Hello? That's Kim. Tim, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Kim with a K.
Kim with a K.
Okay.
How are you, Kim,
how
with
you
a
doing?
K?
Hey, I'm doing great. I want to talk about the ladders and the Michael Cohen testimony.
Yeah, tell me about the ladders. Did you have your ladders taken?
I don't do the ladder thing. I'm not a Mardi Gras. I hate Mardi Gras. but I am picking up my child, and I'm going down Canal Street, and I see tarps. I see people covering the railroad tracks. I see people sitting on the streetcar tracks. It's ridiculous. It's only a parade, man. If we can get people to do that when it's time to vote, it'll be great, you know?
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we could get people interested in voting like they are in some of these other activities?
Exactly. And before I talk about Michael Cohen, I think prostitution will be legal. And like your previous caller, I might be broke myself. But, you know, I don't know. It's like I said, women have a right to do what they want with their body. It's legal in Nevada, so just find a way to regulate it, keep the women clean, and if you want to do it, fine.
The fact that it's illegal, that's what keeps you from using a prostitute now?
Hell no. My wife and my children. No way. I couldn't do that now. But Michael Cohen, I hear people, you know, I know they got a lot of Trump supporters and not Trump haters, and I'm just, you know, they're calling Michael Cohen a liar, but Bob, how many lies has the president told? I mean, so they're both liars. That's my take on it.
I actually agree with that, Kim. I agree with that.
If you and I rob a bank and I get caught and I'm convicted of bank robbery, and they tell me you can get out of jail a couple of years earlier if you tell me who you were with. And I say I was with Bob Mitchell. Now, I'm a convicted bank robber telling a story about another convicted, but they're going to believe my testimony, right?
Now, Craig, I wouldn't sell you out. If we robbed a bank together and they said, who's that other bank robber? I really don't know. I picked him up on the street to help me.
But I'm saying that's how the police operate. They get people to turn state evidence and we use criminals to convict criminals.
That's exactly right.
So, yes, Michael Cohen lied. But, man, we could start with Donald Trump, with Bertha. I'm building a wall. We complete the wall. You never started the wall. This is a wall that's been allocated a long time ago. Obama's born in Kenya. I'm the greatest thing next to Abraham Lincoln. You know, it's the lies just go on and on. So they're both liars, in my opinion. They're both liars.
I don't disagree with that. For me, a lot of the things that Cohen said, I'm just holding in reserve because at this point in time, and I think you hit it, man, right on the nose. And we have two people who are lying. I don't know who's lying about what and who's not, but I hope as time goes on that there's going to be evidence that we can find out, because if someone is lying, more important, if they broke the law, because lying is not breaking the law. You can lie all you want.
Exactly. I used to be a teacher, Bob, and kids would come to my office and say, Mr. Miner, somebody hit me. Well, he hit me first. So they're both wrong. Because you got hit, don't mean you hit back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How long were you teaching?
29 years.
God bless you.
I felt like 50.
I mean, you don't teach right now?
No, sir, I had to let it go.
Things have changed.
Things have changed.
I've said this so many times on the air. I have a daughter who's a teacher, and I have some other friends who are teachers. It is terrible. The teacher does not control the classroom anymore.
Right.
The kids do.
Right.
Kids can do anything. Kids can curse you out.
Right.
Kids can throw desks against the wall, and you can't do anything about it.
Short story. We saw a kid on video breaking the school rule. He's about 6'5", 100 pounds. There's no doubt this is him. We showed the videotape to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said?
That's not my boy.
Child. That's not my boy. He's like a palm tree.
Let me tell you.
He's a palm tree.
My daughter told me about an incident that happened where a kid was misbehaving, and the kid's mother worked down in the cafeteria. So she sent a note down to the cafeteria to get the mother to come up to the classroom, and instead of supporting the teacher, she said the mother went crazy on her. What are you doing taking me from my job? That's your job to take care of these kids.
I work with teachers who got punched in the face, broken jaws. It's sad. I had a kid in my class, and I won't hold you up. I had a kid. This is a true story. I had a kid in my class that insisted that he go to the bathroom. I couldn't let him go by himself. Principal's orders, because he had gotten into some trouble legally. He peed in front of the class. He got in front of the class and whipped it out, peed in the class, and a slap on the wrist. He got a slap on the wrist.
Well, Kim, it was great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
It's always good talking to someone that you totally agree with. It's a lot easier. All right, 260-1870. Hillary Clinton, would you like to see her run again? She said, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut when it comes to criticizing Donald Trump. Coming right back on WWL. All right, welcome back to the show. A couple of things we're talking about this afternoon. Just when you thought it was safe, she's back. Hillary Clinton says she can't imagine any circumstance in which she would run for president again in 2020 or beyond, which means twist my arm and I will do it. She said that I will not stay silent about my criticism of Donald Trump. Actually, she said, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. So should Hillary continue to speak out against Donald Trump and what she thinks is wrong with the country, or is it time for her just to keep her mouth shut? Let's get back to the phones talking about a couple of things. We're going to go to Laura in Hammond. Laura, thank you for calling WWL.
Oh, you're welcome. And this is the first time I'm calling your show, so I think it's really cool. And I just want to say to Scoot, I hope he gets better.
We all do.
In terms of Hillary, I hope she doesn't run. I did vote for her. I think she's been there, done that. And I think, like any American, she has the right to say how she feels.
I agree, but it doesn't sound I believe she has what am I trying to say here? I think she has an underlying thing here from the standpoint that she says, I can't imagine that any way that I'd run, but I'm going to stay involved and I'm going to continue to speak out. That sounds like I'm waiting for an invitation to run again. And I don't know if she cannot run. I tell you one thing, it would be one hell of a race as far as we thought the last one was bad. We thought the last one got dirty. I mean, it would be nothing compared to what's going to happen this time.
Yeah, I really hope she doesn't run. I think in general we need younger, more energetic blood in politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. In terms of the prostitution thing, I don't see why we shouldn't legalize it. We should legalize it, regulate it, and get taxes from it. You know, it's the same thing with pot. I mean, people are going to, you know, it's like you said, people are going to do it whether it's legal or not. So why not make some money off of it?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel.
You know, and like you said, if you don't agree with it, don't hire a prostitute. And if you don't, you know, believe in smoking pot,
don't do it.
So don't do it.
And I do not necessarily think that just because you make it legal, more people will use it. I believe people that use pot or people that use prostitutes, it's what they want to do, and they do it anyway. I don't think that you're going to have a whole ton of men saying, woohoo, whoop, prostitution legal, I'm going to find one. Or, hey, man, pot is legal, I've never tried it, I'm going to smoke it. I just don't think that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, for these guys that say that men can't control themselves, they need to get over it. I mean, come on. That's caveman thought.
That's just an excuse men use when they get caught. Oh, honey, I just couldn't control myself. She came on to me, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, y'all have some good conversations, and I live in Hammond now. I used to live on the Endymion Parade Route,
mm-hmm.
and I remember, you know, the Monday before Endymion, they had people sitting out there, you know, with their spots, and you know, if I can see, as long as it's not a safety hazard, you know, I don't see wrong with. I just think people need, you know, we just need to be more safety conscious.
Well, it seemed to go well for so long. I think what started to happen is people, I mean, they were bringing sofas out. Next thing you were going to see, someone was going to take and get a meter put in and have their TV. It was just getting bigger and bigger. But I don't recall any major problems coming out of that.
Yeah. And let's face it, that's a part of Mardi Gras. That's part of, families do it on Mardi Gras Day on St. Charles Avenue, and it's like, you know, don't be a stick in the mud.
All right, Laura, thank you for phoning in. I got to go make way for WWL News, and we'll come back right after the top of the hour. If you want to take part of the show, get your comments in. We have a couple of lines open. Our phone number is 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. And right now we're going to break for CBS News. All right, welcome back. I'll get to the phones and a quick minute. Let me read some of these text messages. Bob, I really enjoy your show. I'm glad that Trump's president rather than Hillary. Trump reminds me a lot of Reagan. Trump is our best chance to make America great again. Your thoughts? I don't know. When he first got elected, I thought, yes. Now, I just don't know. Mr. Bob, tell the idiots that are driving with emergency flashes on that they're breaking the law. If you can't drive in the rain, get off the road. That's absolutely true. You are not supposed to put your blinkers or your flashes on, whatever you want to call them, your hazard lights on, just because it rains. 2020 election started already. It'll be nasty with or without Hillary and Bill. I can only imagine how nasty this is going to be. It's going to be, we thought that the last one was, this is going to be, the last one will look like a church picnic. All right, let's go with Craig. Craig, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What about you?
I do well. Thanks for asking. I was calling to chime in on the Michael Cohen questioning.
Sure.
I don't understand exactly who wrote those questions for the Democrats, but it had to be a third grader, you know. So, number two, I don't think there was no one was after the truth. Republicans, they were nowhere after the truth. They never asked him about some of the things that he was saying to contradict what the Democrats were putting out. They just wanted to make sure they tried to prove him as a liar instead of reaching for the truth. When did this country become so bad? I can remember as a child, Bob, that the president of the United States was prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
Kids wanted to be president. You know, that was a dream,
right,
for all of us. Now I will not. My child come to me and tell me want to be president, I'm gonna pop him in the mouth. I'm gonna be a pharmacist.
You know, you are so right, and that's what I found out of the whole hearings, is it looks like no one was really cared about the truth. And I mean, and when it comes to Cohen, which version do you believe? Do you believe some of the things he said when he testified the first time, that he admitted that he was lying? And this whole thing is nothing but a political showdown. It's each, and I've said this over and over again, each party, all they want to do is make the other party look bad. That's all they care about.
Roger that, Bob, but no one was searching for the truth. Nobody was searching for the truth. You know, I've always told, you want to find the truth, follow the money. Just follow the money. the truth will come out, and everybody's not going to tell the same lie.
Right.
My last point is about, I don't know what candidate is talking about making prostitution legal, but it's just my opinion. I think that all of those callers that said they will not vote for somebody that will try to legalize prostitution, I think they're lying through their teeth. They're going to vote for whoever's in their particular party that holds their values or that particular party's values. That's who they're going to vote for.
Right.
Everybody said they would never vote for Trump, but everybody knew exactly what she was getting with Trump, and you still voted for him.
Well, I've said before, I'm independent. I'm going to vote for the best possible candidate, but there is so much lying going on. I don't want to start a feud in the next 20 minutes, but if anyone actually believes that President Trump did not know they were paying Stormy Daniels off, oh my goodness gracious, we know that's a lie. We know that's a lie.
Like I say, Bob, everybody knew what they was getting.
Right. And the thing about it is that which one of us guys, if we were caught in the same situation and we could pay them off so our wife wouldn't find out, what would we do, Craig?
We're going to do the same
thing,
Bob.
The same thing.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time. Thanks for letting me call in.
All right, same here. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls. I'm Bob Mitchell in for a Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. All right, welcome back. A quick text message. Of course you'd lie to keep it from your wife. Seems I remember, however, that people didn't want to hear that from Clinton. Sounds like some of you are trying to give Trump a mulligan. Not me. I said the same thing about Clinton. Of course I'd have lied. You claim to be an independent. Who was the last Democrat you voted for? Obama. Let's go to Laurel. Laurel, thank you for calling WWL.
Hi, good afternoon, Bob. How you doing?
I am hanging in there good.
It's raining a little bit in Hammond, but that's okay. I got a few points. What is so hysterical is that do y'all, or not you, but in general, think prostitutes are going to pay taxes on their earnings? I mean, are they going to have the little machines and swipe it as income? Is this the most ridiculous thing? Plus, if men are married, I mean, their wife will say, what's his credit card? What's his debit card?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the most foolish thing I've ever heard.
Well, you know something? You make an absolute great point. But what the theory is, I guess, is that they get a license. And I don't know. I'm only guessing here, okay? I guess, like, some people have to pay quarterly taxes. I guess they have to pay quarterly taxes and, you know, make sure they claim it on their income tax. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, years ago in the 80s, I was a hairdresser. I made decent money doing downtown in the oil business when the oil was booming.
Mm-hmm.
I got paid a lot of cash, mostly cash. I didn't claim it. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's just my point. And number one, I cannot see a prostitute swiping a debit, swiping a MasterCard or whatever. That is so stupid.
Well, it wouldn't show up as you know, it would probably show up as Sally's Consulting Company or something like that.
It doesn't matter. You ask your spouse or whoever, what is this charge? And they keep seeing it. I mean, come on. But
they'd probably take cash only. That would be my guess.
Right. So that's not going to pay for taxes?
Well, they'll pay a little bit of it. Give them a break. They'll pay a little bit of it.
I don't give them a break. Number two is I think Hillary needs to get over herself. I mean, come on. You know, get over yourself, Hillary.
Hillary says, I will not keep my mouth shut when it comes to talking about Donald Trump.
Did she ever?
You know, I mean,
this is totally obnoxious.
You know,
Hillary.
I am actually looking forward to the 2020 campaign because it's going to be brutal. It's going to be.
Hey.
What?
Bob, I'm going to pop. hour.
Well, here's here's what I don't understand about people who run for office. Don't they realize that now you run for a big office? Anything that you have ever done your entire life, even when you went to kindergarten, everything you've done is going to be revealed. Everything.
It's like getting a mortgage.
Right.
They want to know what size panties you wore in 1957.
That's right.
I mean, it's totally absurd. And I don't know about you, but most of the people, we've done things, oh, God, why did I do that? It was so stupid. So, I mean, the whole thing is people need to open their eyes and look at the big picture, but they don't. They have those blinder things, mm-hmm. the jackasses in the quarter wear.
Well, Laurel, I appreciate you phoning in from Hammond. We're going to go to Bobby right now. Bobby, you going to the parades tonight?
Oh, no, absolutely not, Mr. Mitchell. Great show, as always. Thanks for filling in for Scoot. Best wishes to him. I wanted to talk about two things. The voting for a president that wants to legalize prostitution, mm-hmm. I'm against, especially that one, Harris. I mean, the Democrats are really going from middle, left of middle to far left. And, you know, for her agenda, she's basically green and total socialist, Medicare for all, free education for all. I mean, what's happening? They probably think that President Trump is vulnerable for reelection. And right now, her, Warren, even the senator, the representative from New York, Cortez, even though she's not running for president, they're all swinging for the fences because they think he can be beat. So they say, why not go for it? I mean, how are you going to put free medical, free education for all? It's ludicrous.
You don't think Trump can be beaten? I do.
Definitely. I definitely think that, you know, he can be beaten. And as far as the Cohen testimony, I worked all day, but I watched clips of it last night, and all I can say is Pinocchio is alive and well again, and he's smiling.
All right, Bobby. I appreciate that. That was a good line. Let's go to Tim in Thibodaux. How are you, Tim?
Thanks, Bob. Look, there's some striking parallels, as I told you, screener, right now between Netanyahu of Israel and PT 45. Netanyahu right now is in a fight to become the longest serving prime minister of Israel, but he had to return from Russia because of all of the combat going on about his campaign, mm-hmm. and all of the scandal which he is being accused of by taking bribes and this, that, and
has
the
he been
other.
Indicted yet?
He is. They have not delivered the indictment.
I didn't think so.
Between the attorney general and who else? Him. Now he's claiming that he is the be all and the end all for everybody, and they ought to realize it. And he's saying that everything is fake news and everything is a hoax and everything. I mean, it sounds so much like what is going on here. And as to any of your callers, I don't care about the politics. Period, 57% of the American people said that they didn't believe either one of them between PT 45 and Cohen. Didn't believe either one of them. That is a sad, really sad state of affairs.
It is. Tim, I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a break. I want to remind you that the parades start early tonight. I think they're starting like at 5 o'clock, so that's just about an hour away. Coming right back on WWL. Well, before I run out of time, I have to thank Ian Hoke for running the control board, answering the phones, and keeping me on my toes. And, of course, Diane Newman, who gets me off the couch and lets me come in. And I'll be here until Scoot comes back. Scoot, we're praying for you, buddy. Let's go to Dan. Dan and Gentile. How are you, Dan?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to say quickly, the president who we got to really question his moral compass is really putting judges in office that are going to correct the morality of the United States. He put two great in the Supreme Court justice,
mm-hmm.
and across the nation, he's putting hundreds of judges in the lower court that are putting me as a devout Catholic is putting the country in a proper light. So for me, on that basis, he was the right guy. All these other things, I guess I got to say, you know what? I'm happy with him from a morality standpoint myself.
All right, that's it.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you, Dan. We'll go to Brian. Brian, thank you for calling WWL. Weather's nasty outside, so if y'all are going to the parades, be very, very careful. And I guess bring the umbrella, although I don't know whether open umbrellas at a parade really work. Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, first thing, I am bringing my umbrella to the parades tonight. Second thing is I keep hearing all these people who claim to be Christian that pretty much condemn the prostitution. I personally think it should be legal because it's between two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
And people are condemning. I mean, they seem to be forgetting John chapter 8, where Jesus himself, I mean, people brought that woman who was caught in adultery before him, and he pretty much just told them all, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
But he also told her to leave and sin no more.
I know you didn't have that part. I believe that, too. But, I mean, all these people who seem to be condemning them on the show today, I mean, they just need to take that part to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, try and help these women, but on the other hand, don't condemn them.
All right, Brian. I appreciate you phoning in, okay? All right. Thank you so much. All right. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert and Seth Dunlap. No Christian today? Is this the year that the Saints have to find the apparent heir to Drew Brees, or should they worry about it when he retires? Plus, who's the top free agent the Black and Gold should go after? All right, I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. I will see you tomorrow, and please, please be very safe and watch where you're going if you go into the parades tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.